The stage is set for a major showdown in the next few days in the Nigerian parliament when he debates a proposal to change the constitution to allow President Olusegun Obasanjo to run for a third term. A parliamentary group endorsed the much-criticized proposal last Thursday. An opposition leader in the House of Representatives, Wumi Bawaji, alleges bribes are being offered to lawmakers to support the proposed change.
It's $1 million because after what happened in the committee, with the rejection of the reports of the committee, they went back. What they are touting around now is $1 million per vote. It's being coordinated by a principal officer in the Senate and a principal officer in the House.
Bawaji, the House leader of Nigeria's third largest political party, the Alliance for Democracy, insists opposition to the proposal is strong.
I can assure Nigerians that it will be roundly defeated. The third term proposal will be roundly defeated on the floor. I can tell you that we have the number in the larger house. We have the number to ensure that this third term thing is brought to an end.
Supporters of President Obasanjo have dismissed reports that the president is campaigning for a third term. Senator Ibrahim Mantu, a close friend of the president and head of the committee that approved the third term, said it is all a matter of speculation at this point.
The president has never told anybody that he wants to stay beyond the year 2007 unconstitutionally. He has always said that he does not intend to go against the constitution, that he swear by the constitution, he will respect the constitution, will uphold the constitution. I think what is happening now is just the handwork of economical democracy.
Bawaji says changing the constitution to accommodate a third term for the president could lead to the breakup of Nigeria.
To spell doom, to spell anarchy, that will be the end of democracy in Nigeria. And that, mark my words, that might be the end of Nigeria as a federation, as a united country. Because the fact remains that Nigeria is a very, very fragile federation. Very fragile federation. And anything that is done with reckless abandon, without regard for the fragile nature of that of the federation, is going to push the nation to a precipice.
Nigeria, a leading crude oil producer, is facing threat of widespread violence in the oil-rich Niger Delta, where kidnapping of oil workers has become fairly regular. There are also prospects of politically motivated violence in other parts of the country. More than 14,000 people have been killed through violence in Nigeria since Mr. Obasanjo was inaugurated in 1999. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.